Well, you know, the response changes, you know, so much from hour to hour based on the needs of the community. But certainly we were able to get in there quickly after the tornado hit within 90 minutes and get a shelter set up in Wessington Springs for the people that were displaced and any other individuals that were coming in terms of responders and National Guards members that have been taking advantage of that shelter. That remains open today, and that's kind of been the hub, so to speak, for us in our operations center. In terms of getting food for individuals and folks that need it. We've been served over 2,000 meals at this point already, along with a couple of thousand snacks. So people are definitely taking advantage of the services we're providing. We're glad they are. Today, we've been able to get into the neighborhoods with our emergency response vehicles and perform mobile feeding for responders that are out there doing some of the cleanup work right now. So that's our main focus right now here in the first few days of this response.
Yeah, so you're actually going into the neighborhoods of the little town with the, instead of the ice cream truck, the food truck, no?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, I think people with the National Guards members and the other volunteers and community members that are getting back onto their properties, they're working very hard to try to get things back to normal as quickly as possible. And certainly us going out to support them with food and hydration is very important for them as they continue that work.
What about the food? You said over 2,000 meals and counting. Are these kind of like meals ready to eat? Are you actually out there, you know, flipping burgers? What are you doing?
Well, we have a variety of ways, different meals we serve based on, you know, what the easiest is to get to the folks. You know, we try to get folks at least one hot meal a day. We always have snacks around. That's the most important thing, is to making sure that we at least always have snacks around 24 hours a day for people if they need it, granola bars and that sort of thing, sandwiches, chips, fruits, you know, pretty much everything that folks would need it from the four food groups. We try to have that on hand so that they can stay, you know, as healthy as possible as they go through this, because certainly they're putting in a lot of hours and working very hard as the cleanup efforts continue.
And how can we help? How can members of the public help your mission and the mission of other groups that are helping?
You know, the best thing people can do is to donate to disaster relief for the American Red Cross. And that can be done in a variety of ways. Going on to redcross.org/donate, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or texting 90999 with the word Red Cross in it. Quick text or call. We try to make it as simple as possible. People can certainly write checks and mail those in as well to our Sioux Falls office, and we'll make sure those funds you know, find the appropriate place. But we certainly appreciate the support we've gotten and from all the folks around Eastern South Dakota, and we're going to need it here for the next few weeks as these cleanup efforts will continue.